With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President-elect Trump's controversial choice for attorney general has withdrawn his name from consideration. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The announcement from Matt Gaetz came just one day after meeting face-to-face with senators in an effort to win their support for his confirmation to lead the Justice Department. Gaetz was facing tough scrutiny, including from some Republicans, over a federal sex trafficking investigation. He denied any wrongdoing, but his confirmation was seen as an uphill battle. Trump thanked Gaetz for not wanting to be a distraction for the administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a big cable TV change in the works which will affect viewers. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
CNBC and MSNBC were one-time stars of Comcast NBC Universal's cable television networks. But as consumers increasingly dump cable for streaming platforms, Comcast is spinning them off into a new company. They will no longer have any corporate connection to NBC News. MSNBC's relationship with NBC News has caused some awkwardness, particularly as the network has become known for its liberal commentators, while still attached to a news division that stresses impartiality. I'm Rita Foley.
The new ballistic missile fired by Russia struck a military-industrial facility in the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro, but its real mission was delivering a deadly new message to NATO. Hours after Thursday's strike touched off a debate over whether the Ukrainian plant was hit by an intercontinental ballistic missile, President Vladimir Putin cleared up the mystery in a rare and surprise appearance on Russian television. On Wall Street, the Dow by 461 points, the Nasdaq rose 6. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going on sale.
Sotheby's will auction off a 1,500-year-old copy of the Decalogue cut into stone, which was first discovered during an excavation more than a century ago. The 115-pound tablet is believed to be the oldest known example of the complete Ten Commandments carved in stone. Sotheby's predicts it will fetch between $1 and $2 million when it goes up for bids next month. Experts believe the tablet was carved in Samaria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The five-year campaign to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral has never been short of cash. Nearly €1 billion in donations were pledged within days of the 2019 fire that ravaged the most famous church in France, and now there's a surplus. Officials say 140 million euros still remain from the unprecedented outpouring of funds. That extra given by both billionaires and small donors will support future preservation work. This is SRN News. Another seat in the U.S. House has flipped for Republicans, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Republican Nick Begich has won Alaska's U.S. House race, beating Democrat and incumbent Mary Peltola. Peltola was the first Alaska native in Congress. Begich will be filling a seat once held by his grandfather. He comes from a long line of Democrats, but he says he's been a lifelong Republican. Wednesday was the deadline for elections officials to receive ballots mailed from overseas for the November 5th election. In a statement on social media, Begich says Alaska has great potential, but, quote, much work remains for Alaskans to fully realize that potential. I'm Donna Warder.
It's been 61 years since President Kennedy was assassinated as his motorcade passed through downtown Dallas on November 22, 1963. More details at srnnews.com.